About that when we come back, 6 o'clock in the nation's capital. Time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. It'll be a June runoff to decide the special congressional election in Georgia. Democrat John Ossoff couldn't quite get to an outright victory in yesterday's special election.
Going forward, this means that this is going to be a two-person race between him and Karen Handel, a Republican former Secretary of State from Georgia, someone who has run for statewide office twice, lost both times for governor and once for senator. Now she has a chance at consolidating the support on the Republican side that was fractured by 11 different candidates as they tried to get into this runoff with John Ossoff.
Correspondent Manu Raju, Vice President Mike Pence is repeating his message that the U.S. and its allies are prepared to respond to any potential North Korean attack.
Those who would challenge our resolve or our readiness should know we will defeat any attack and meet any use of conventional or nuclear weapons with an overwhelming and effective American response.
Pence spoke a short time ago aboard the USS Ronald Reagan at the Yokosuka Naval Base in Japan. Police in Prince George's County would like to close a murder investigation in Forestville, but they also need to figure out who the murder victim is.
We really don't have any information to go on.
Prince George's Deputy Police Chief Sammy Patel says they want to find out who did this and why.
This is the first step to solve this case. We'll be identifying her.
Police say this victim knocked on a neighbor's door on Sunday, likely looking for help after getting stabbed in the midsection. But by the time the people inside got to the door, she was unconscious in the yard, Captain Anthony Shartner says.
She is described as a 20 to 23-year-old light-complected black female. She's approximately 5'11 and weighs 126 pounds.
Check out a sketch and photos of her clothes on our website. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Two Northern Virginia men have been indicted, charged with lying to the FBI to protect a friend of theirs who's under investigation for his support of ISIS.
A federal grand jury in Alexandria has indicted 28-year-old Michael Queen of Woodbridge and 32-year-old Sufian Amari of Falls Church on charges including obstruction of justice and making false statements involving international terrorism. According to an FBI affidavit, the two were questioned about their friend Harris Kamar last year. The affidavit alleges the two knew Kamar had tried to join the Islamic State in 2014, but denied it to protect him. Kamar has since been sentenced to 8 years in prison. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Maryland Governor Larry Hogan has signed over 200 bills into law, including a number that aim to make it easier to prosecute rape cases and protect victims. One has become known as the No Means No law. It eliminates the requirement that sexual assault victims prove they tried to physically resist their assailants. Renters beware. It's getting more expensive to live in D.C.
Just when you thought rents in D.C. couldn't get any worse, now some new research shows the average rent is more than $1,700, more than $40 higher than last year.
Generally, it's a good thing to see rent growth, although, you know, it can put some pressure on renters that are more sensitive to the price increases.
Chuck Eamon is a real estate economist with Axiometrics. The Dallas-based company just did this research on D.C.'s rental market. It's bad news for renters, but good news if you need to work.
Washington, D.C.'s job growth really comes back.
Eamon says new construction should help to level out prices for the next couple of years. Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,523, the NASDAQ at 5849. Sports, the Nationals hand the Braves their first loss at their new ballpark. The O's lose in Cincinnati. NBA playoffs, the Wizards host the Hawks tonight in Game 2. NHL playoffs, the Caps are in Toronto tonight for Game 4. WMAL News Time 604 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington Mall, WMAL.
Listening on your terms has never been easier.
This is stunning.
Get breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
It's important.
Available now in the App Store, Google Play, or Android Market.
I'm Rick Edelman, financial advisor and best-selling author of The Truth About Your Future. I want you to ask yourself, where will you be 4 years from now? Well, 4 years from now, you'll be 4 years closer to retirement. Will it be everything you want it to be? Come to my seminar, Preparing for Retirement, and learn how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts. Learn how to maximize your Social Security benefits and design your estate plan. Investments, Social Security, and wills and trusts. Master these to enjoy a comfortable and financially successful retirement. The seminar comes to Tyson's Corner Tuesday, May 9th, Silver Spring Wednesday, May 10th, and Bethesda and Leesburg Saturday, May 13th. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricestelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Hey, spring is here. Let's get those rugs clean. Go to JoeHadid.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, 270, off to a good start. Just the volume forming. Same story with 95-29 BW Parkway. Has been quiet, so good beginning here. We do have a crash in Laurel on Brock Bridge Road. This puts it just west of the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Brock Bridge Road, as you come up to 197 Laurel Bowie Road. Police at the scene, you're getting by. Currently no delay. Something to watch for. Interstate 95 crash is causing delays. We have the backups through Dale City toward 123 crash on the left shoulder. Police and narrow board now there as well to caution everyone pushing there. Beyond, a little bit of volume starts to form north of Newington, heading up toward Springfield and the merge to the Beltway. But lanes there are all reported open. Update sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved. And with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now at 800-430-4149. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Dry Wednesday, but a gray Wednesday as the overcast is tough this morning. It'll be tough this afternoon, mostly cloudy, and up to about 64. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 52 in Burke, 50 in Greenbelt, 54 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. With his future in jeopardy, Bill O'Reilly's team fights back. Find out more at WMAL. com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. And good morning. It is 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Wednesday morning. Joining us at 7:05 will be Esker Bilger from the D.C. Metro Union to tell us how to fix the metro. It's nice to know he has the answer. At 7:35, economist Steve Moore talked to us about buying American. At 8:05, Representative Scott Taylor from Virginia. And at 8:35, it is Cheryl Atkinson joining us. I'm Mary Walter alongside Brian Wilson.
Listen, I think everybody should have a vacation. I think everybody benefits from a vacation. I would never be against somebody going on vacation. I love my vacations. I look forward to them. But when you're an elected official, do you have the right to go on vacation or go on a trip and then not tell anybody where you're going? This is the case with the mayor of the District of Columbia, Muriel Bowser, who is on a six-day trip. We don't know where she is. Her official public record does not reflect that she's out of town, but we have learned through reporting that she is not in town and will not be back until tomorrow. She's been gone. When she returns, she will have been gone a total of 6 days. Many people have asked, where is the mayor? And the officials at City Hall who are in charge right now in her absence don't know or aren't saying. One or the other. I mean, they say, well, she's in contact. We can reach her, but we're not going to tell you where she is. Do you, as a public official, have the right to vanish and go on a six-day trip and not let the public know, the public that elected you, what you're up to? I mean, doesn't it raise a lot of questions? I mean, at least the good news here is that the city officials who were answering questions about this did not say she's on the Appalachian Trail hiking. We know that's not where she is, apparently. So where is the mayor? Why has she decided to go on a trip and not talk to anybody about where she's going or who she's with or what she's up to? I think that's information that the public has a right to know. Am I right or am I wrong? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WML. According to the Washington Post, it's at least the third time since taking office in 2015 that Muriel Bowser has left the district for several days and her public schedule has not reflected her absence. In 2016, she disappeared for a few days. And somebody got a hold of her phone number and texted her, and she responded, I'm in Jamaica, personal travel. Well, it is, she says, but we are told it's personal travel. But even the chairman of the city council doesn't know where she is. And he thinks that's wrong. He thinks I should at least know where the mayor is and what the mayor's up to. I have a problem with this. I think if you're an elected official, you make a decision that you are going to be in the public's eye. And that when you vanish for 6 days without explanation, I think it raises a lot of questions about what you're up to. You know, are you on a publicly funded or a privately funded trip? All kinds of questions come up. I don't think that she, as a mayor, should have the right to just vanish for 6 days and not tell anybody where she is. I feel pretty strongly about that because I believe you make a sort of an unofficial contract with the public when you run for office and you're elected. Your life, to some degree, is no longer your own. You are a public official. Public officials should not disappear for 6 days, especially when you're the mayor of a city, which in many ways is much like being the governor of a state. 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
All right, so let me ask you. So do her people know how to get in touch with her? And I assume there is someone taking over her duties while she's gone, correct?
Well, it's interesting. She did not leave somebody in charge to make the day-to-day decisions. And they say they can reach her.
Okay.
All right.
So they know where she is. They can get in touch with her should they need her. Mm-hmm. She's taken her third vacation since 2015. I don't think it's our right to know where she goes on vacation. Why? Why do you need to know where she's going on vacation? This is why good people don't run for public office, because we feel that we have a right to know every nook and cranny of their private lives. They don't have a private life. I think if you want to go on a person, now, if the caveat, if this is being public funded by a lobbyist or something along those lines, then I think we have the right to know. However,
on that point, though, let me just say, there have been past mayors who have taken publicly funded trips. Here's Tom Fitton with Judicial Watch.
Unfortunately for Mayor Bowser, even if the trip is innocent, there's a record of distortion and lies about vacation travel by prior mayors. I don't understand what all the secrecy is, and secrecy just raises suspicion.
And WMAL Steve Burns talks about Mayor Fenty and some of his travel.
Fitton led an investigation into former Mayor Adrian Fenty in 2009 that revealed his so-called personal travel was actually partially funded by foreign governments as he met with officials in China and the United Arab Emirates.
So that's why I think it's fair to ask the question. It's one of the reasons I think it's fair to ask the
question. Because someone before sinned, so now she has no life.
When you make a decision that you're going to be a public figure and you're going to be a representative of the people, don't you have an obligation to let people know where you are and what you're doing?
I'm on vacation, and my people can get in touch with me if necessary.
But that's not what they put on her public schedule. They made no reference to the fact that she was gone.
Okay, but now you know.
Well, only because somebody happened to ask the question and got told she's not in town.
It's not that you want to know where she's going. You just want it on the public schedule that says that she's going on vacation, and someone they can get in touch with
her. And I think it's fair to know where is the mayor. Where is our mayor?
Why do you need to know where she's going on vacation?
Because it allows me to make good judgments about whether or not she is acting in a proper way.
Who are you to judge whether she's acting in a proper way, whether she can do her job?
I am not a citizen of the District of Columbia, but I think the citizens of the District of Columbia get to ask that question.
And I think they have a right to a private life. I think they're allowed to take a vacation for once, this is apparently her third one since 2015.
Well, that's not true. We don't know how many vacations. I don't have that fact.
Okay.
What I know is that on three occasions, she has left the city and her public schedule has not reflected that. Bill in Arlington, what do you think? Am I right or am I wrong about this? Am I just being an old fuddy-duddy, or do we have the right to know where the mayor is?
Well, I think it's two-part. I think that if you decide that you do have the right to know where the mayor is, then the public has to pay for her private security wherever she goes, much like the president and the Secret Service. If you choose to not pay for that, then I don't think you have a right to know.
All right. So apparently we have been told that her security team in detail is not with her.
Yeah, so
that's what we've been told.
I think that that's a wonderful compromise, Bill. Thank you so much for joining us. I don't know. I think that that's a really good point. The reason we don't get good people running for office, because people always say, why don't we have better people? Why don't we have more choices? And I think one of the reasons we don't have more choices is we expect them to bear
every aspect of their life. We give up all sense of privacy because we feel we have a right to know everything. You know, and if she said, I'm going to Jamaica and I'm staying at, you know, and so now we want to know, well, where are you staying? Where is she staying in Jamaica? Now we want to know what resort she's staying at. Then people are going to want to know, well, is she paying for it for herself? She's going to have to produce credit card receipts to prove where she was staying. And I just think... We get.
Nobody twisted her arm and made her run for mayor. And when you run for mayor, you become a public official. Public officials have an obligation to let people know what their activities are. We have a right when basically this woman serves as the governor of a state, really, in many ways. A small state, a federal city. She is, in effect, the governor, highest ranking elected official in the district. We have a right to know in the nation's capital where the mayor is. We certainly need a little more information than we've been given.
And thank you for proving my point.
It is now 6:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heads up in the White Oak area, New Hampshire Avenue. If you're coming southbound, right as you approach that merge to go to 29 Colesville Road, that's where we have crash accident activity with fire and rescue still responding to the scene there. In Laurel on Brock Bridge Road, southbound as you come up to 197 Laurel Bowie Road with the accident. Just have one lane blocked, and for now, no delay. But watch, we have a lot going on. We have one of the cars off the road into the woods there. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, using that, past 198, 197 in Laurel, fantastic start. 270 volume Urbana down to Hyattstown. Now, Virginia, Interstate 95, northbound, this long-standing crash, right as you come up to 123, improving because I only see one car left and one VDOT truck on the left shoulder, so they're just about ready to clear that. The other vehicle's gone, but that's the focal point of those delays out of Dale City to 123. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today's going to be cloudy, a high of around 64 degrees. Tonight, 58 degrees, again cloudy. Tomorrow, a 40% chance of afternoon showers and a high of 84, pretty warm day. Friday also in the mid-80s, and possible thunderstorms could develop in the afternoon. Saturday and Sunday, looking ahead to the weekend, looks like temperature's going to be cooler. It's going to be cloudy, temperatures in the 60s. Currently in the nation's capital, 51 degrees, 617 on WMAL.
During our last go-to meeting, our team connected a little too well.
That looks like our distributors in France can't keep up with demand. The team should look at moving into Asia.
When you connect better, everything comes together. GoToMeeting. Try it free.
Exhale. That's it. And again, 5, 6, 7, double touch. Five. And five. Now walk up four.
You know who that is? That is Brian's nemesis. Bum, bum, bum. Brian's favorite personality ever, Richard Simmons. And to me, this is the big story of the day, Brian.
Okay.
Because your buddy, Richard Simmons, is hospitalized. He's in the hospital. He was hospitalized on Monday for severe indigestion. Hospitalize somebody for a couple days for severe indigestion?
I don't know.
That's a little weird. I think if it were the rest of us, we'd be told to go home and walk off the gas. You know what I mean? I guess if you're famous, you get to be, you wind up in the hospital for your severe indigestion. He is doing better, though. He also had some discomfort while eating, so they agreed it was best for him to seek treatment. And you will be happy to know that he is expected to make a full recovery, Brian.
Well, I'm so happy for Richard Simmons.
I know.
Listen, let me tell you something about Richard Simmons. And you call him my buddy, my friend, and I've disclosed on this show previously
yes,
that he
have.
Is my least favorite interview that I've ever done. And I'll just leave it there. Among all of the interviews I've ever done as a reporter or as a talk show host, he is my absolute least favorite human being. And I think a lot of this stuff about, well, where is Richard Simmons? Richard Simmons is here. Richard Simmons in the hospital. All this is being generated by his PR team. This is being done at the behest of Richard Simmons, who has become irrelevant and wants to get back into public life, and he's trying to generate any kind of buzz he can about his whereabouts and his celebrity, because he wants to be a celebrity once again. Please do not buy into this. Let Richard Simmons go off to obscurity. We will all be better served by it.
There are a lot of people who happen to like Richard Simmons.
Mm-hmm, not me.
We know what that is. The theme to Survivor. I am shocked this show is still on the air. I loved the show when it first came out. It was really cutting-edge reality TV. This was one of the first reality TV shows. Mm-hmm. It was one of the very first ones that came out, and I thought it was wonderful. And I was fascinated by it in the beginning, and then I kind of got tired of it. And they tried to mix it up, and they did different groups of people, and they did, you know, Gen X versus Baby Boomers, and they did hot versus smart, and
right.
They do all these different things to mix it up. Well, they're back in the news, which I'm sure this happened. I guess this episode aired last week, where there's a guy named Jeff Varner. He was one of the contestants, and he was about to be voted off. The writing was on the wall that Jeff was going to be voted off, and they kind of know when it's coming. Well, when he was going to be voted off, he talked about secrets that were being that people were holding a lot of secrets, and he outed this guy Zeke Smith and said, "Well, like you, Zeke, why aren't you telling them that you're transgendered?" Because Zeke used to be a woman and is now a man. Mm. Well, that was the end of it. They lost their minds over that, and he was off. They didn't even vote. He was gone. So since that aired, though, and there's been all sorts of backlash against Jeff, who happens to be gay. Well, now he's been fired from his real estate job.
Mm.
He lost his real estate job. And he said, "I was not given the chance to explain right or wrong." He was a real estate agent in North Carolina. He said, "I didn't even find out from my company. Suddenly my real estate license was inactive and my current clients were left in the dark. It took hours after my press junket for Survivor to get anyone with the company on the phone to tell me personally, and even longer to calm my clients down. My former boss told me that I was in a news story they wanted nothing to do with." Now, here's the thing. When you know that one of your employees is going on a reality show,
yeah.
You have to assume, especially when like Survivor, there are things that are going to come out because it's a game of deceit. It's a game of backstabbing. It's a game where people don't show their good side. So you can't be surprised at that. But I don't know if this guy should have been voted off. I don't think this guy should have been voted out of his job, basically off the island of real estate. I don't think he should have necessarily lost his job. It's a reality show. It's a game. If you didn't want to deal with the repercussions of what might come out from that game, and you got to know these things are also very deceptively edited, then you know what? You tell him, look, if you choose to do that, you got to leave your job here. That's what I think they should have done. I don't think this guy should have lost his job.
Celebrity is a two-edged sword. I mean, he's seeking celebrity by being on the show. So, you know, if it goes well for you, you reap the benefits. If it doesn't go well for you, then you reap, the other part of it.
Well, the other thing we learned about this is that when the left starts to eat its own, which they are clearly doing, in the game of rocks, paper, scissors, or Survivor for the left, the transgender card trumps the gay card.
622 on WMAL.
If you've chosen a new health plan, don't wait until you're sick to find a doctor. Inova has primary care doctors that offer same-day appointments and quality care for the whole family. Book an appointment at inova.org/getwell. Inova, join the future of health.
Yeah, listen, I know you think about making sure that your family is safe and that your house is secure and your stuff is protected. But you know what? It can happen to you if you're not taking the right steps. One of the things you need to have is a good security system from Ackerman Security System. At $19.95 a month, that you get burglary, fire, and medical alert monitoring. Best of all, about half the cost of the other guys. Ackerman also has the industry's only guaranteed response time, and that's what counts when seconds matter, right? When something bad happens, you want them to be on the job, and you want them to be on the job quickly. Switching over to Ackerman can be very easy. It can literally cost you nothing. They can use your existing equipment if you have it, and have you on the Ackerman security system in a matter of minutes. And if you want the new bells and whistles and all of the video technology, the smart door locks, the thermostats that you control with your smartphone, tablet, or laptop, well, that's just a few dollars more. So get protected and save. Here's a limited time offer for my listeners. Call Ackerman right now. Get three months of monitoring absolutely free. 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070. Online at Ackerman Security.com.
Who doesn't love the pitter-patter of raindrops, right? Me. I hated that sound. A gentle snowfall? My enemy.
Why? Because with any wet weather, my basement would leak and smell. It was a nightmare until I came to my senses and called Mid-Atlantic Waterproofing. All my friends swear by them as the best, and Qualified Remodeler magazine ranks them as America's number one waterproofer. Well, I called, and they delivered. Mid-Atlantic's patented HydroTrack solution will keep my basement dry for as long as I own my home. And they gave me interest-free financing, too. So be like me and love the sound of rain again. Call them today at 800-MID-ATLANTIC. That's 800-643-2852.
Call for a free inspection today and get $500 off any new job, plus no payments and no interest for 24 months on approved credit. Some restrictions apply.
Mid-Atlantic waterproofing for the driest basement in town.
If you're over 50 and haven't updated your will recently, pay attention. Does that will leave everything to your spouse and then the kids? Have both names on your house and bank account? Own your own life insurance? Those could be expensive mistakes for your family. This is Attorney Mike Collins. Come to my seminar and I'll explain in plain English what you need to know about wills, trust, taxes, probate, and how to keep your money in your family. Watch the mail for your special invitation and register now at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
625 now, WMAO traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Trying to get through White Oak, a little bit complicated. Update sponsored by Parker Pierce Service Expert. But here's what's going on with the crash. Southbound New Hampshire Avenue, right as you come up to that exit to go to 29 Colesville Road. You're no longer forced to go south on 29. They've opened one lane, southbound New Hampshire Avenue at that intersection. However, northbound New Hampshire Avenue, you still cannot make the turn to go south onto Colesville. So take up a lot of the workaround will be Lockwood Drive. So plan for that in the White Oak area. Extra volume. No problems to report currently around the Beltway topside through College Park and Silver Spring, but the stop and go is expected this time of the morning. Brockbridge Road as you approach 197. Laurel Bowie Road with the crash. One off of the roadway. One lane block under police direction. Brief delay. Virginia 95. It's been with us all morning. Had a two-car crash. Northbound 95 at 123. Still have one car in the VDOT truck left on the shoulder, so we're focusing on that. Jammed out of Dale City to 123, and then a brief delay as you come up through to the Beltway. Contact Parker Pierce Service Experts today. Buy a tune-up, get next season's free. A tune-up can save up to 30% on your energy bills. Visit ParkerPierce.com today and see website for license details. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Plenty of gray sky on this Wednesday, but no rain expected. Temperature-wise, we'll make it into the middle 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 51 degrees. It is now 627 on WMAL. Here's a story that I think you're going to be hearing a little bit more about as the day progresses. It happened overnight that we learned about a letter that the Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, has sent to the Capitol, Capitol Hill, and the Speaker of the House, as required by law. He's supposed to certify every 90 days whether or not the Iranians are staying within the boundaries of that Iranian nuclear deal. And he sends a letter and he says, first of all, yes, they are in compliance, as far as we know, as far as we can tell, with the parameters of the nuclear deal. But there's a big but here. And the big but is, but we don't think that they're acting well on the national stage. I'm paraphrasing here, but he goes on to say that they are acting as state sponsors of terror on many different ways and many different platforms. And here's the interesting little development in this. President Trump has directed a National Security Council-led interagency review of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action that will evaluate whether suspension of sanctions related to Iran pursuant to this is vital to the national security interest of the United States. In other words, they're going to review what they're doing on other places, and they may actually go back and impose sanctions. A diplomatic shot across Iran's bow this morning. Definitely going to be in the news today. 628.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, founder and CEO of New Look Home Design. I have an amazing offer for you. Give us one day to install your new roof, and we'll give you 5 years to pay for it, interest-free. People can't believe it when I tell them we install most roofs in a single day. I say that's just one of the many things to love about New Look. We've been improving homes for 14 years. We've served thousands of satisfied homeowners, and we've mastered a process that's fast, easy, and pleasant. Imagine finally getting your beautiful new roof and not breaking the bank to do it. Now you can. Choose the company you can trust and an experience you can recommend. Give New Look Home Design one day to install your new roof, and we'll give you 5 years to pay for it, interest-free. This offer is available to all credit-approved customers. I promise, you'll love what we do for your home. Call New Look Home Design at 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300. Or visit newlookhomedesign.com.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Well, the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security gave a big speech yesterday. It is eye-opening, it is sobering, and I will give you the details of that coming up after the news, 6:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. In a special congressional election in Georgia that many had cast as a referendum on Donald Trump, there's going to be a runoff.
Y'all ready to flip the sixth?
The closely watched special election for Georgia's 6th District headed for a runoff, with both sides claiming victory. After 30-year-old political newcomer John Ossoff fell just short of an outright win in a district held by Republicans since 1979.
Correspondent Joe Johns, John Ossoff will now face Republican Karen Handel in that June runoff. Authorities in Fresno, California say a triple murder yesterday was not terror-related but was a hate crime. Police Chief Jerry Dyer says a statement from the suspect, 39-year-old Corey Ali Muhammad, made after his arrest did raise some concerns.
After he was placed in the patrol car, he yelled out Ali Akbar as he was seated in the back seat of the patrol car, which obviously prompted some concerns in terms of what his motive may have been.
They're holding an active shooter drill today at the Navy Yard. Spokesman Ed Ziegler says you may notice some unusual activity.
People outside the gate may hear, the response to the incident. They may hear some announcements over our big voice system. You may experience some delays at the gates. However, it's all part of the drill. There's no response required by anyone outside of the Navy Yard.
Ziegler says today's drill is not a response to any particular threat at the Navy Yard, which was the scene of a mass shooting in 2013. A major road construction and real estate development project in downtown Washington has reached a milestone. Developers will join city officials today to mark the opening of the new on-ramp for the I-395 tunnel. The ramp won't actually be open to traffic, though, until Saturday. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 20,523, the NASDAQ at 58-49. Sports, the Nets get a win over Atlanta. The Orioles get crushed by the Reds. NBA, the Wizards host the Hawks tonight in Game 2 of their NBA playoff series. NHL, the Caps try to even things up in Game 4 of their series against the Maple Leafs. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It happens just once a year, and it's big. The Big Screen Store's big. Once a year, close out, blow out. Save big on every Samsung Big Screen TV. How big? How about up to $3,000 on Samsung end-of-model-year big-screen 4K UHD TVs? Save big on every last overstock and floor sample model. We're closing them all out. The Big Screen Store's Big Closeout Blowout is a once-a-year event. But as always, we double the length of your TV warranty free. And our prices beat Best Buy, Amazon, and warehouse clubs every time with our legendary expert service and installation set. Second to none. If you've been waiting for the perfect time to buy your new big screen, this is it. Don't miss the Big Screen Store's big once-a-year closeout blowout. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Technology has forever changed real estate. In fact, the only thing that hasn't changed in real estate are the high commissions. Until now. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've already saved our clients over $5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
McMillan Sedation Dentistry actually started about 13 years ago. I wanted to be able to provide dental care to what now turns out to be a significant portion of the population that actually had a fearful connotation with dental treatment experiences. 1 in 10 adults are estimated to be so fearful of receiving treatment that they will only get it when they have a true dental emergency, such as a toothache or a dental abscess. We treat them a little differently, much more of a TLC approach, and we welcomed them literally with open arms to the practice. It's the greatest feeling in the world to see someone who has hidden their smile for years to be able to smile again. My staff has been trained to be very welcoming, to treat them like a member of their own family. More than the extensive training, it's the empathy. We listen, we care, and we want to make your smile perfect and genuine. It's our mission to make you happy that you came to McMillan Sedation Dentistry. It's time for you to smile easy. Call 703-503-9490, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
At Kaiser Permanente, we're always looking into the future, but we're not using a crystal ball. We're using science and technology. Take heart disease. It's the leading cause of death in this country because only half of us manage our blood pressure correctly, so we made it a focus. Now, more than 86% of our members have their blood pressure under control. We may not be able to tell you your fortune, but we'll happily work on improving your future. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org.
Kaiser Foundation Health Plan of the Mid-Atlantic States Incorporated. 2101 East Jefferson Street, Rockville, Maryland, 20852.
Don't buy a new home without New Homes Guide, the area's most complete resource matching home buyers and home builders for over 40 years. You'll see every new home community out there, so you won't say, I didn't even know those homes were there. Get your free copy at any Harris Teeter store and newhomesguide.com.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, it's been a pretty smooth ride for you so far on 66, albeit the volume slowing us through Gainesville, Centerville toward Fair Oaks. 95, the bump along the way has been this two-car crash. Still, the distraction here, northbound 95 as you come up to 123. Still have one car left and the VDOT aero board there as well. On the shoulder, not blocking, but that's the focal point of those delays. 395, now seeing the volume as you come off the Beltway through Landmark. White Oak, Maryland, that's where we have problems on New Hampshire Avenue. Accident cleanup continues. Coming southbound, New Hampshire Avenue, right as you come up to 29, you can get through now. They're allowing one left lane to get by, so see a little bit of volume starting to form here on New Hampshire Avenue south at 29. Northbound, your lanes are open. Lanes are open on the top side of the Beltway here, but boy, it's slowing right as you come off the 95 and around toward Georgia Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gray sky hangs on. We'll see some showers, thunder showers eventually, with milder weather settling in by tomorrow. So mostly cloudy today, 64. It'll stay cloudy tonight. We'll fall back to about 58. Then partly cloudy tomorrow with afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Very warm, up to 84. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik for the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 50 in Herndon, 50 in Beltsville, 53 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by New Homes Guide. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good morning. It is 6:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Wednesday morning. Joining us at 7:05, Esker Bilger from the D.C. Metro Union will be joining us on their ideas on how to fix the metro. 7:35, it's economist Steve Moore. At 8:05, representative from Virginia, Scott Taylor, joining us. And at 8:35, it is Cheryl Atkinson. I'm Mary Walter, alongside Brian Wilson.
Yesterday, the Secretary of Homeland Security, General John Kelly, was giving a speech over at GW University. It was a 30-minute speech and a lot of remarkable stuff in it. And it really makes you stop and think. You know, we get busy in our day-to-day lives. And, you know, the further we get away from 9/11, the further we, you know, perhaps don't think as much day-to-day about terrorism as we should. But some of the statistics that he cited, I think, were very eye-opening and quite sobering. Let me just run through a few of them, if I could, right now. For example, he said in his speech yesterday that the FBI currently has open terrorist investigations in all 50 states. Now, we've heard that, but I mean, he reinforces this once again, that the FBI actually has a terrorist investigation going in every one of the states in the United States, and that's pretty eye-opening in itself. He confirms something that has, I think, is new information, that there have been 37 ISIS-linked plots to attack our country since 2013. And I assume some of those, you know, were broken up. But 37 different ISIS-linked plots. And then he added this about homegrown terrorism.
In the past 12 months alone, there have been 36 homegrown terrorist cases opened in 18 states. These are the cases we know about. Homegrown terrorism is notoriously difficult to predict, detect, and certainly almost impossible to control.
So 36 homegrown terrorist cases in some 18 states. And we had something yesterday that some people think was terrorism. It's officially being called a hate crime in Fresno, California, yesterday. And three people died in that attack. So, I mean, it's something that, you know, we need to stop and think about from time to time and reflect upon, that we are still at war with people who want to do us harm. And will, if given the chance, do us great harm. And it's the job of the Department of Homeland Security and our other intelligence agencies to make sure that doesn't happen. And as they have often said, they have to be good every day. A terrorist just has to be lucky once. And my hat's off to the people who fight this fight for us each and every day. Many of them listen to this program, I know, as they go to work this morning at DHS and the intelligence agencies dedicated to doing this. And I just want to say thanks. I appreciate that. And we as a nation owe you a debt of gratitude. There was something else, though, that the Secretary of Homeland Security said that just absolutely resonated with me. It's something I've been saying for years now. He says, look, we got men and women on the front line and out there doing the job that the law says they are supposed to do. And they're not getting perhaps the support that they should have in some quarters of this town, especially some Democrats don't seem to want to have them do their jobs. And I'm talking about immigration and border security and that kind of thing, which is, border security is national security. Let's not forget that. And he went on to say this.
If lawmakers do not like the laws that we enforce, that we are charged to enforce, that we are sworn to enforce, then they should have the courage and the skill to change those laws. Otherwise, they should shut up and support the men and women on the front lines. My people have been discouraged from doing their jobs for nearly a decade, disabled by pointless bureaucracy and political meddling, and suffer disrespect and contempt by public officials who have no idea what it means to serve.
Thank you for that.
Amen
to that.
Yes.
I mean, this is what I've been saying before. You know, in the last administration, when they basically took the Border Patrol and the ICE people and all of the National Security and shackled their arms and put them in handcuffs and said, we don't really want you to do your job. We don't want you to do these things. Well, I would always say, every single time I'd say, well, the law says you're supposed to do that. So you are not following the strictures of the law. If you don't like the law, go to Capitol Hill and get the law changed. That's the way you affect change. You don't get to unilaterally say, we're going to ignore the law of the land. And that's what they did. I'm so glad that the shackles have come off and these organizations are now doing the job. We have seen, simply by just sending the word that we're going to enforce the laws that are already on the book, we have seen a dramatic drop in the number of people coming across the border. We are seeing a number of the really, really bad guys in this country who have been allowed to just wander around this country aimlessly after they've come here illegally and committed additional crimes. You know, nobody was going after them. Now we're going after them. This is a good thing. The laws of the land are finally being enforced, and I have to say a big salute to General John Kelly for saying that. If you don't like the law, Democrats, and then go change the law. Otherwise, shut up and let people do their jobs. I couldn't be more in support of what the general has said.
And this is why people voted for President Trump. This is exactly why. And how refreshing is it to hear someone in any administration stand up and just say, stop. Stop with the phony BS. Stop telling people that you're not going to do that. You do your job before you tell us how to do our job, or before you prevent us from doing our job. Why don't you go do yours? So good for him. He's my favorite person today. Sorry, Brian.
Yeah, no. Well,
he is my favorite person today.
Well, I'm just long as I'm a close second. It's 6:43.
Otherwise, they should shut up and support the men and women on the front lines. My people.
The Washington Capitol Boating Show is April 28th through the 30th at Prince William Arena, just one block off I-95, exit 160. 500 new and used boats. If it's boating, it's Prince William Arena. Visit PW Marina for more details.
Well, recently, my dentist of more than 20 years broke the news to me and told me that he was retiring. So Larry O'Connor said to me, well, you know what? You have to meet Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. You have to go talk to them. So I did. And I cannot say enough wonderful things about them and the entire team. I'm not a fan of dentistry. I have my issues. But after getting to know them, I felt so comfortable that I told them what makes me nervous when I go to the dentist. And they told me it's perfectly normal. Didn't feel judged at all. They weren't surprised at all. The dream team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry specialize in people like you and me who get nervous, and some of us even get downright fearful of going to the dentist. Well, they put you in control of your appointment, and they don't rush you. If you're anxious, they can even give you something that will calm you down. You take it just before your appointment. If you're fearful, you can literally sleep through the entire thing. They want you to be comfortable so that you can get into a routine of keeping your teeth healthy and you don't put off a dental visit until you're in pain. If you want to learn more about sedation dentistry, or if, like me, you just need a wonderful dentist, call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Chris Plant here for the Good Feet Store. Now that we have more daylight hours, there's more time to get out and be active. Don't let foot or back pain slow you down. Do what I did and go to the Good Feet Store. With custom-fitted arch supports from the Good Feet Store, you too will experience a new level of comfort for your feet, knees, and back. Visit the Good Feet Store in Rockville on Rockville Pike and Wintergreen Plaza next to Total Hockey, and in Vienna at 123 and Park across from the Whole Foods. Tell them Chris Plant sent you.
It is 6:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
A lot of normal volume delays forming topside College Park to Silver Spring to the Wilson Bridge back near Route 5. Trouble spots will go White Oak, Maryland, southbound on New Hampshire Avenue. Really is not causing too much of a delay, but you still need to watch. A lot of going on with this accident activity. One lane southbound on New Hampshire Avenue gets by as you come up to 29. Again, in the White Oak area, northbound side, your travel lanes are open. 270 as we push southbound out of the Frederick area. Heaviest through Urbana, Hyattstown, and now into Germantown and Gaithersburg, seeing that stop and go as well. Now, Virginia, on Seminary Road, if you're heading toward 395, northbound Seminary Road, past North Jordan Street to Pickett Street, that's where we have a crash. It looks like we have slowdowns in each direction, so we may have a lane block coming off of 395 as well. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Dry Wednesday, but a gray Wednesday as the overcast is tough this morning. It'll be tough this afternoon, mostly cloudy, and up to about 64. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 52 degrees. It is now 6:47. Yeah, the way you start your day, they always tell you, is you got to have a good breakfast. Breakfast, they say, is the most important meal of the day. You eat like a king at breakfast, you eat like a queen at lunch, and you eat like a pauper at dinner, is the way they always say you should do it. But they really say that if you really want to be productive, if you really want to go out and seize the day, you got to start with a good breakfast. Well, here's an interesting little story that I came up with from The Sun, which says that one of the things you need to have in your breakfast is a lot of fat, the right kind of fat, admittedly, but fat is not necessarily bad anymore. According to this expert in this report, the best breakfast you could possibly have would be the following. You ready? Avocado and salmon, two poached eggs. Well, you had me till you got to the eggs. And it should be served on a sweet potato.
See, now for me, having a breakfast of one poached egg with some salmon, like a Eggs Benedict type thing,
yeah,
with salmon, that would be fine for me. But I have news for you: if I ate that and take out the potato and only one poached egg, I wouldn't eat again until probably dinner.
You really? Well,
I'm not. I only eat when I'm hungry, and that would just fill me up.
This might get me till 10 o'clock.
Based on your diet, yeah. Yes.
But it also says no bread, no beans, no sausage. I don't know why you would have beans for breakfast, I guess. You know,
it's a British thing. Beans at breakfast.
And this little story, there's one little fascinating tidbit that just caught my attention, and I did not know this fact. When you're at the water cooler today, throw this out. This will be interesting for conversation. Your brain apparently is made of 60% fat.
But the good fat, not from Kit Kats and chocolate, which we all love, the salmon avocado fat.
Okay,
I
get all that. But that means that, you know, in the old days when you would call somebody a fathead, you were actually right. It's 6:48 on WMAL.
Grandpa knew a lot.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where your opinion counts.
Thanks for taking my call. Great to talk to you. Pretty frustrated.
Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Daniel Murphy.
There's a long one to right center.
Ball was outstanding against Atlanta.
Home run, Daniel Murphy.
Catch everything. Nationals Braves. The series continues tonight at 7 on Masson 2. Trey Turner. Two swings. Two home runs.
Trey does it again.
One game. Catch everything. Nationals Braves. The series concludes tomorrow night at 7.
Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Try Proactive Plus 100% risk-free. Plus, get two free gifts and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. Get prescription-grade Proactive Plus, their amazing skin-purifying mask, and a second gift of your choice. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you don't pay a penny. Call now, 800-281-8770. 800-281-8770.
Bad things can happen late at night. And in Washington, D.C., late-night closed-door meetings could spell higher costs for millions of older Americans. Congress is secretly trying to revive its failed health care bill. They're cutting deals to let the big insurance companies charge you even more. It starts with an age tax. If you're 50 or older, they can charge you 5 times more than everyone else. Up to $13,000 more per year. Now they're going after anyone with a pre-existing condition, letting insurance companies charge you thousands more if you're sick. They could even deny you life-saving coverage if you need treatment like chemotherapy and dialysis. And it's all going on behind closed doors in Washington. Call 844-833-9664 today and tell your member of Congress to stop the backroom deals. Stop the higher prices and stop the age tax. Paid for by AARP.
Did you know slow internet can actually hold your business back? Say goodbye to slow downloads, slow backups, slow everything. Comcast Business offers blazing fast and reliable internet that's over 6 times faster than slow internet from the phone company. Say hello to fast internet speeds up to 250 megabits per second. Plus, did you know that in addition to fast internet, you can also add TV and phone for your business for just an additional $34.90 a month? Comcast Business TV helps keep your employees informed. And you get full-featured phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calls. And did you know all this is only a phone call away? Call 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer in 6/30/17. Restrictions apply. Limited to one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Compares Comcast 250 megabits per second and 40 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
You've heard me tell you about our $78 AC tune-up from my stand-up guys at Snell. And along the way, we've heard of other companies following in our path. But one thing I've learned, not all air conditioner tune-ups are created equal. In fact, there are a lot of Johnny-come-latelys willing to sell you an air conditioner tune-up. But you'd do just as well to beat it with a broom and shine a flashlight at it. Hi, this is Dave Snell. The Snell AC tune-up is a thorough 20-point process, including a cleaning and safety inspection. It's real value for your hard-earned money, protecting the safety and comfort of your family. My stand-up guys will spend 90 full minutes restoring your home comfort system to factory specs. So before you go and buy an air conditioner tune-up from just anyone, make sure you know exactly what you're paying for. And when in doubt, just call the stand-up guys from Snell.
703-450-6300 for the stand-up guys from Snell. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
6:53. Let's see how your money's doing. Check in at the news desk at CNBC. Here's Tanya Hansen.
Good morning. BlackRock reporting first quarter earnings of $5.25 a share, topping expectations. Revenue came in slightly below forecasts. IBM shares are under pressure after reporting quarterly earnings that beat expectations, but sales missed. Revenue declined for the 20th quarter in a row. Facebook is unveiling a product called Spaces. It lets users create a digital avatar based on their Facebook profile photo and interact as that person in a virtual world. Amazon has won a patent for an on-demand manufacturing system. It includes textile printers, cutters, and an assembly line to quickly produce clothing after an order is placed. Chevron, the second largest U.S.-based oil company, sold its Canadian gasoline stations and refinery in British Columbia to Parkland Fuel for more than $1 billion. The Fed's beige book is due out at 2 p.m. today. Stock futures are higher. I'm Tanya Hansen, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hi, this is Teresa Claus. Do you want quality service and top-notch installations that beat the big box stores? Then call Claus Carpets today. Claus Carpets offers the best products for your home: hardwood floors, tile, carpet, and more. For over 40 years now, we've been serving the Northern Virginia area. Give us a call today at 703-978-2603. That's 703-978-2603. Or visit us online at clauscarpets.com. That's clauscarpets.com.
CNN, ABC, NBC, CBS, they all want to destroy President Trump. Now, one book tells the truth about our president. It's David Horowitz's Big Agenda. It's already 8 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list, but the media are censoring Big Agenda. That's why you need to get it. Newsmax says it's the most important Trump book yet. Find it at bookstores everywhere or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Alexandria, Seminary Road just off of 395. Watch for the crash. Cleanup continues. To find a little bit of volume in each direction, police are there. Now for 395, as you're heading through Landmark, your delays back at the Beltway toward Duke Street. You get a break through Shirlington, and then you hit it slow again, pretty normal, across the 14th Street Bridge in through to town. To the Wilson Bridge, your backup's near Route 5. Crossing the American Legion Bridge right now, heaviest leaving Maryland across the bridge span toward the Georgetown Pike. In the White Oak area, still watch for accident activity southbound New Hampshire Avenue at 29, but you can get through. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Much warmer weather coming tomorrow with showers and thunderstorms moving in. Cloudy today, 64. Tonight, mainly cloudy, down to 58. Suburbs will be a little cooler. And then tomorrow, all the way up to 84 degrees with some afternoon showers and thunderstorms. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 52 degrees. It is now 6:56.
Chris Plant here. Garage door replacement is one of the most cost-efficient ways to transform your home. And for over 40 years, smart homeowners have chosen my friends at Overhead Door Company of Washington for sales and service. Visit GarageDoorRepair.com.
It is 6:56. This is a sad story, and this happened yesterday at around 9:15 in the morning. There's a man named Matthew McClanahan. He's a pipe fitter for the architect of the Capitol, and he was on a job, and he was working on an irrigation pipe. And a branch of a tree right near work, very close to where he was working, fell on him and killed him.
Oh, my.
Isn't that terrible?
It is horrible.
That's a horrible thing, because he wasn't doing, I originally thought he was working with the trees, mm-hmm. Maybe cutting off branches and that type of thing. Not at all. He was working on an irrigation pipe, and this tree branch just cracked, boom, and fell on him.
Yeah.
And they were working on him, and he was taken to a hospital in extremely critical condition. They had to pull him out from under the branch. This and it had to be large. This wasn't just like a branch that fell off a tree.
I saw pictures of it. This is a big tree. Right?
Yeah. And he has passed away. He died from this.
Sad.
I feel so sad. He was 36 years old. Let me see if I get his age right. It doesn't say here, but I thought I heard somewhere that he was in his 30s. I may be wrong on that, so don't quote me on that. But I feel so sorry. Of course, our hearts go out to his family and his friends. It's just so, because it was so just unexpected. Independence Avenue between First Street Southwest and Washington Avenue Southwest were closed for most of the day yesterday because they had to set up the crime scene. They had to investigate what happened. And now they are evaluating the trees in that area, and they're going to remove a remaining portion of the tree. Probably nobody knew, but that, as often happens in these parks, you'll see this sometimes happen. This is not it's not rare. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's rare, it's not unusual, however you want to put it, but I've seen it happen in other cities where no one knows that the branch is rotted. You have no idea. The tree looks fine. It's blooming. No one knows that branch is where. Boom. And it comes down and just falls on someone. And unfortunately, he was in the wrong place at the wrong time. Yeah, his wife is Lauren. He has two young children, Evie and Matthew, or Evie and Matthew. So according to House Speaker Paul Ryan. So our hearts go out to them because that's just such a sad thing to lose.
Yeah, such a random thing. Yeah. You know, when your number's up, your number's up, I guess. That's the way that goes. But sad thing.
Yeah, you hear some of those really weird things. Somebody driving down the road and boom, a tree just falls on them and dies. So, you know, kiss your family before you leave the house in the morning and tell them you love them because something like this can happen and it's shocking. Just absolutely shocking. It's very sad.
Thoughts and prayers for the family. Well, listen, coming up here on WMAL.
We're going to talk to Steve Moore, economist Steve Moore, and we're going to talk to him a little bit more about fleshing out this whole Buy American, Hire American initiative that the president has going. Also, the H-1B visas. We're going to talk to him a little bit more about that.
And then, you know, Metro has got its problems, but the Metro Union folks say they have some of the answers. And we're going to talk to a representative from the Metro Union who was out yesterday making the case that they can solve the problems if only you would ask us. Well, we'll talk to them and see what their ideas are coming up right after the news. It is now 7 o'clock in the nation's capital.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk.